lawmakers are giving an initial thumbs down to Governor Paul LePage's proposal to raise the bar for new wind energy projects in Maine. Fred Bever reports.
The governor wants to limit streamlined permit reviews to only wind projects in eastern Aroostook County, and he wants to expand reviews of their visual impacts to anywhere within 70 miles of significant scenic resources. Representative Paul Stearns, a Guilford Republican, says he sees the scenic harm that wind farms can do all too clearly. That's from the porch of his camp on Piper Pond in Abbott, in the shadow of the Bingham Wind Plantation. Local zoning, Stearns points out, bars him from even adding to his own porch.
Because it would dramatically change the way that camp fits into its natural surroundings. Yet my neighbor across the pond, 6 miles out, was able to put up 450-foot-high towers that spin occasionally when the wind blows, and I get to watch blinking red lights at night in unison.
But Representative Heather Sanborn, a Portland Democrat, argues that windmills are far from a blight on the landscape. They signify sustainable economic development for Maine, she says.
They look like hope that we'll still have a tourism industry based on snow sports in 50 years. Because we won't have so much global warming that it ceases to snow in Maine. They look like hope that we will have clean air and clean water because we have renewable energy in our energy mix. And so to me, they look beautiful.
The Maine House voted against the governor's proposal, 89-53. The Senate has yet to act. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.